Good morning. I'd like just to read a scripture. Maybe we'll just all stand and we'll sit back down. We'll read this scripture. I'm going to read it and then we're going to pray and then we're going to go right into the message. In Matthew 16:19, it says, I will give you the keys to the kingdom of heaven, and whatsoever you bind on earth shall be bound in heaven. And whatsoever you loose on earth shall be loosed in heaven. Let's bow our heads. Father, we come to you in your precious name. We welcome you here today, Holy Spirit. Have your way in our midst, Lord. I pray that your Spirit will move on us. I pray it will shake us to our very core. Lord, I pray the words that we speak today will be life and health, and that they'll be life-changing, that we'll be able to use them to break the yokes of bondage in our life. Lord, we know that you're our Savior, you're our healer, you're our deliverer, you are the hope for this world. And Lord, we just pray your anointing fall, fill us to overflowing, and we ask this all in Jesus' name, amen. You may be seated. Well, God's good. We use a few props this morning in my message, but I would like to say Pastor Ken is away today in K, and they are in the beaches of Cuba, laying on the beach. Actually, they're dedicating a church down there. But you know what? Even though they're laying on the beach, we're here in church. We're better off than them. Don't you agree? The weather might be a little bit rough outside, but inside, this is where it happens. Inside us is where Jesus is and where the Spirit of the Lord is. We've been talking this year, our whole theme is connecting with God and others. And our prayer time has been pointed that way. And the message of that I would like to speak today is called Breaking the Disconnects. Breaking the Disconnects. So in order to keep our connection with God, to keep the flow open, to make us effective, we got to break a few things in our life, a few things that bind us. Now, guys, come on up. I'm going to use a few props, but I want to talk about binding and loosing, things that bind us, things that hold us back, things that can control our life, things that stop the flow. Logan, he's just going to bind up Joel so that he won't be able to move. The word bind, if you look it up in the dictionary, it'll say to tie up, to confine, to compact, or to resist. I also took it to the next level. Bondage is a state of being physically restrained, being tied up or chained. And our first point we want to follow through with is things that break the connection between you and God. So these little things right here can keep us disconnected, can keep us out of the flow in our lives. And a few things I'd like to share with you about that is there's many things in our life that break the connection, that keep us disconnected. And I'd like to walk around, but I don't want to lose my notes, get off subject. But there's things in our life like worry, okay? These little zip ties that are holding Joel back, the things that are binding these bags, these things can be as simple as worry. You're afraid. You're afraid to go outside. You're afraid to go to work. If I get in a plane, it might crash. If I go in a car, I might get run over. Think about all the little crazy thoughts that go through your heads by times. You know, you're worried about, well, is the snow going to be too bad? The roads are bad. You know, am I going to wake up today with a headache? You know, there's worry, there's fears in our life that restrict us. And if we give place to these things, they will control us. Now, fears is a real interesting thing. Fears can hold us back from a lot of things. You know, you can be afraid, well, I can't do that job. If, you know, you ever have these? I'm going to talk real plain today. Have you ever had the enemy say to you, you're not good enough? You can't do it? You're not qualified? You're not going to make it? And then we listen to it, and we allow that to bind our hands up or in our feet, in our life. Am I only one that's ever had that whisper in my ear? How about unforgiveness? Unforgiveness pulls us down. Unforgiveness keeps us tied up. The greatest thing you can do is release somebody when you feel they've wronged you, is to bless them. They did a study, the Mayo Clinic. I'll just read you a couple things I thought was interesting about unforgiveness. So if you let go of unforgiveness in your life, so if you're a forgiving person, they've done studies and they've proven that you'll have a healthier relationship, less anxiety and stress and hostility in your life, lower blood pressure, fewer symptoms of depression, stronger immune system, improved heart, higher self-esteem. But if you hold grudges, they've found people become more depressed, more anxious, brings anger and bitterness. I just thought that was real interesting. You know, we hear about different things in our life that affect us. This is a medical place that's proven it. Why wouldn't we think that when God tells us to bind things up, to get things out of our life, it would move us forward, we'd be healthier? Binding, this young guy, he's strong, but he can't get out of that because he's bound. You're going to see some of my old ways. If you don't know, I had a farm for quite a few years. Now I'm going to show you something. And if we were going to rope a calf, that right there, you cinch that up and you can choke a calf out, right? If you want to tie him. We never choked him to kill him. But you did it because you wanted to control it, right? You wanted to bind him up. And, you know, I've roped a calf before out in the pasture, and the calf didn't look very big, but it was strong. And, you know, a 250-pound calf can drag you all over the field. I'm telling you. You look at that thing and say, oh, that's not strong. But it can pull you even when you're trying to choke it out. And the bigger ones, even worse. You know, the best success I ever had was when I had that calf roped and I was near a post and I wrapped my rope around that post and I hung on to that. He could pull all he wanted, but he couldn't pull that post and he couldn't pull me. My feet were firmly planted on the ground. That's kind of like our relationship with God. If your feet aren't planted, the devil, he'll pull you all over the place. Will he not? And he'll choke you right down so you have no fight left in you. But I want you to know that Jesus doesn't want us to live like that. He doesn't want us to be bound up. See, the enemy's a liar. We need to establish something before we go any farther. The devil is a liar, and he's defeated. A lot of times we'll listen to Our battles, most of the time, you ever notice, are in the mind? That's where the enemy just lies to you. And the Bible says he's the father of all lies. The scriptures say that. The scriptures say that he's a roaring lion, seeking to whom he may devour. We need to realize today that we're fighting a real live enemy. He doesn't want you to have a connection to God. He doesn't want you to be an effective Christian. He doesn't want you to be powerful. He doesn't want you to be strong so that you can win people to the Lord. You know, who would want to serve God if you're living a defeated life and you want to go share the gospel and all you can do is talk about your problems and how far down you're beat? Nobody wants to serve a God like that. We want to serve a God that's victorious. And we as Christians need to be victorious. We need to be able to break and bind the things that hold us back. You know, just little simple things like a spirit of jealousy comes in, right? And it binds this hand up. And then as you let it fester, it binds up this foot. And as you let it grow a little bit more, it binds up another leg. And as you let it go a little bit more, it binds up another hand. So you're to the point you can't even move. Right? That's how the enemy works in our life. But the great news is we have power over that. We know that Satan is defeated. We know that he has power. I'd like to go back. We need to be firmly planted. You know, back to the rope thing. In the spring of the year, I bought a new bull. And he was just a young bull, and he only weighed about 1,000 pounds. Now, if you've seen him, you'd think it was big, but a good-sized breeding bull would be probably a couple thousand pounds. And so I decided, it was in the spring, we couldn't get the trailer to the barn, and I said to my dad, I had the brainwave. I said, let's just put a couple ropes on this big bull, and let's just walk him down to the barn. Now, that's where it all went wrong. You know, I needed to be closer to the barn or backed right up to the door. We started to walk that bull down, and all of a sudden, that bull realized he was out of the trailer, and he had some power, and he just gave his head a snap, and my dad didn't have a good grip and let loose. I was the only one holding, and then he come up and struck me in the head and knocked me out. Now, I wasn't out for long because I come to my feet and I run. And then I sat down by the barn for a few minutes and got myself gathered together and my strength back because you're just shaking and, you know, I don't know. But I'm saying that because that was an incident that I didn't have my feet planted. And I thought I could do something, but I didn't have my feet planted. I didn't realize the power that was in that animal. I took him for granted. Now, we know what the power is in God. I don't want to spend a lot of time on the negatives, but I want you to realize this morning that there are real live things in our life that bind us up, that keep us back. Maybe it's lying, like maybe it's envy, maybe it's strife, you know, maybe it's worrying, maybe it's unforgiveness. But we all have things in our life that the enemy knows is our weakness, right? He knows our weakness. Now, Jesus has power over him, and he's given us power over the enemy, but sometimes we don't realize it. And we allow him in our life to control us. So, when we read in Matthew, I'm going to read the first part of this again. It says, on this rock I will build my church, and the gates of hell will not prevail against it. And I will give you the keys to the kingdom of heaven. I will give you the keys to the kingdom of heaven. That's an important thing right there. Keys. What do keys do? Keys let us in a place. It unlocks and locks the door. It allows us to go in a house, or it allows the enemy to stay out. Here in this church, to get in this church, you have to have one of these. And our church has found it okay to give me one of these. It's the key to this church. This is my access. I want to stress that this morning. This is the access. This is the key. If I want to come in this church, I swipe that and I'm in. God has given us the keys to the kingdom. That's what it says right there. It says that he has given us the keys to the kingdom. If we go to another scripture, I don't have it there, but it'll say that he went to hell and took back the keys to the kingdom from Satan. Now all authority is given to Jesus, right? That authority is given to us. We have the keys to the kingdom in our possession. But it's up to us whether we want to lock the doors and allow the enemy in our life. It's up to us whether we want him to come in and break the fellowship, break the connection between us and God, or whether we want to stop it and say, no, I bind you. I have access. I have the keys. I have the keys to unlock things in my life. I have the keys to unlock that jealous spirit I have. I have the keys to unlock that unforgiveness to other people. I have the keys to unlock sickness. See, it's plural. It's not singular. There's many keys. He's given us many keys. I wish I had a big key ring, you know, like a janitor has with, you know, 50 keys on it, and they wear it on a big chain. There's many keys. God has given us many keys to the kingdom. It's up to us whether we use it. We have the access to use it, but do we want to use it? If we use it in our life, it makes us victorious. It makes us a strong person in the kingdom of God. It helps us advance the kingdom. But if we allow little things in our life to break that connection, that flow, then we're listening to the lies of the enemy. He is defeated. He is defeated. You know, when I was thinking about fears, I did a little research, and the top fear of everybody in the world is, I'm doing it this morning, talking in front of people. That's the greatest fear. Some people hate to talk in front of people. And you know what? I've experienced that in my life, you know, anxiety because I had to get up in front of people. But that's when the enemy just comes in and says, you're not worthy, you don't have anything to say, you know, you're not educated, you're not smart enough. He'll say whatever. But when we walk in what God wants for our life, if we take the access key and unlock it, we can do anything. Some more fears. The second one is heights. Afraid of heights. Third is bugs and insects. I'm not afraid of bugs and insects, but you got the keys. Sickness, deep water. There's many fears people struggle with. But God has given us the access, the keys to the kingdom. The keys to the kingdom. The Bible says, whatsoever we bind here on earth is bound in heaven. What gives us access? Well, it's Jesus. Jesus gives us access. He's defeated Satan. He's defeated death, hell, and the grave. The Bible says that he's come to give us life and life more abundantly. And he says, I place before you life and death, blessings and cursing. Choose life. God has given us access. Sometimes we don't realize that when we pray, that God has our back. Sometimes we think when we pray, we just pray amiss. There's no power in it. We either believe what we pray or we don't. You either need to believe that Jesus is in control of everything. You need to either believe he is the creator of this universe or not. And if he says he gives us the keys, and whatsoever we bind on earth is bound in heaven, we need to realize that when we begin to pray and I say, I bind up that spirit of fear in the name of Jesus, that God, Jesus, is in heaven binding that up. And when we begin to say, I loose that in the name of Jesus, I loose it in Jesus' name. Be loosed. We need to realize that Jesus is up there. He's got our back. He's working on our behalf. The power is in the name of Jesus. Everything's invested in Jesus. He's given us the access. He's given us access this morning. Access to the kingdom. He's given us access to flow with him. He's given us access to be a winner and not a loser. He's given us access to be an overcomer. You know, it doesn't matter how bad the situation looks, he gives us access to overcome. I can remember when my son here, Joel, was playing rugby, and he got crashed by two guys, and he crushed his C7th vertebrae, and he was laying there. The paramedics were holding his head. They had him on a board, and he had to, I don't know how many hours he was on that board for a long time until they cleared him. But the devil kept saying to me, he's going to be paralyzed. He's never going to walk again. That's the whisper in my ear. And I begin to say, in the name of Jesus, I bind that spirit up. Devil, you're a liar. It's not going to be so. The word of God says that in the name of Jesus, he'll be okay. And when we begin to take that approach, it's like suicide. Today, one in a person a week commits suicide in KW. That's a spirit. You can say whatever you want to say, but that's a devil. That's a spirit. Any person that takes their life, they're just listening to the lies of the devil. I'm going to tell you the lies of the devil. He's serious. What's the Bible says? He says he comes to steal, destroy, and to kill. We can go to churches where we get this nice flowery sermon all the time. Everything's going to be great. Well, there's times we need to stand up and push back and use the keys to the kingdom and begin to bind that spirit up. Bind up the spirit of suicide over this region. This is a high rate of suicide in this region. This is controlled by certain spirits. We need to bind that up. We need to break that chain that we sing about. In the name of Jesus, we need to break that. God's give us the access. We need to pray through some things. Sometimes I don't have anything against counselors, but they want sometimes us to be counselors. I'll tell you, I'd much sooner have three or four older Holy Ghost fired up intercessor ladies lay hands and pray on me for 2 hours or 3 hours or 4 hours and pray me through some things. Because there's power in prayer. There's power in speaking the name of Jesus that we talked about a couple weeks ago. There's power in that. God has given us the keys to the kingdom. He's given us access. I'm not knocking counseling. Don't take that wrong. But I'm saying that I want to go to the source that gives us the key. My trust and my hope is in Jesus. It's not in the natural, it's not in the flesh, but it's in the spirit. The Bible says that we war not against flesh and blood, but against principalities and powers and mights and dominions. Today, use the keys, whatever it is. It can be something just as simple as eating too much food. that controls you. I know. I'm on a weight loss kick right now. You guys probably don't know it. I've lost 20 pounds in about 13 weeks. I got a guy training me. I'm fighting UFC style. He works out with me every day. I'm working on my left hook. My right's a haymaker, but my left is weak. And I'm working on fighting. I'm trying to lose my weight. I said to Pastor Ken, when I turn 50, I want to step in the ring and take my first fight. I'll either get knocked out or I'll win, one or the other. You just go one or two ways. But you can yield to food. You can use that as a comfort. It can be something as simple as that. And it can destroy your body. It can destroy your health. It's something simple. And, it's easy going on, but it's tough going off. Right? It's tough sometimes when the strongholds, when the things come in our life that try to break the connection, try to break the access between you and God, or for you to be effective, sometimes those strongholds are strong, and it's not easy. But you got to strap the gloves on every day, and you got to go hit that bag, whether you feel like it or not. You got to work at it. And is weight loss easy? No, it's tough. But every day, when I'm hitting the bag, I'm thinking, in the name of Jesus, another pound's gone. Another pound's gone. And sometimes I knee them. I like to use the elbows. It's teaching me to fight back. We need to have that type of mentality, that we're not going to give up, that life isn't that bad. Don't allow the devil to say you're worthless or you're not going to be anything or you're not going to become anything. The favor of God is on your life. The favor of God is on your life. When you accept Christ in your life, He's there for you. He's got your back. He's in heaven. And whatsoever I bind on earth, He binds. And whatsoever I loose, He's there, standing there, making a petition, watching our back. Amen? We have the hope for today. The world doesn't have hope. We have hope. We just need to use that key that's given to us to overcome the things that come against us. Our life is a battle. You can go to a church that'll tell you everything's great your whole life, but storms come. Battles come. But in the midst of that is how you're going to respond. Are you going to let the enemy beat you down? Break the flow? Break the connection? Or are you going to fight back and say, no, in the name of Jesus, I got access to the kingdom of God. I got the keys to the kingdom. I've got the keys to the kingdom. I wanted to show you something, but they've disappeared. I had the keys to the kingdom here, and the boys took them on. Oh, there it is. Praise God, I got the keys to the kingdom of heaven. I'm going to tell you the keys to the kingdom of heaven. A pair of side cutters. And this is what happens when we put God first. When we do His word, He gives us the strength. He gives us the key to cut things off in our life. Set people free. Do you want to be set free today? How many people want to be set free? I know I do. I don't want to be controlled by the enemy. I don't want to be controlled by the works of the flesh. I want to be spiritually minded. Folks, I want to see you folks be overcomers. I want to see you folks be victorious Christians. I want to see you folks take the keys of the kingdom of God and go outside these four walls and be able to share the gospel and spread the light and the hope of Jesus in a positive way. Let's stand. If you want prayer, the prayer people will be with up here to pray over you at the end. But I want to pray over our congregation today. I want to pray over our people that are here. Because I believe God is stirring our hearts. Last week in our prayer and fasting, I know the Lord broke some chains in my life. He's been stirring me. He's been making things real to me. He's just breaking my heart, and he's making me realize, too, that Jesus is there every time I call on his name. The access is there. Let's bow our heads as we pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, we pray over our congregation today. Lord, we bind up every thing that would stop the flow, would hinder the growth in their life, everything that would hold them back from being effective in their walk, in their connection with you, Lord. We bind that up in the name of Jesus. We bind it in the name of Jesus. And we pray that they will be effective soul winners for you. Lord, that they'll be able to take the connection that has come in their life and use it to advance the kingdom. Because Jesus, it's all about you. It's not about us. It's not about where we're at. It's about you. And Lord, I pray that you'll take our hearts and they'll be focused on you and your things and the kingdom of God, and that we'll use the keys that you give us to advance the kingdom. I pray for that. I pray that chains will be broken in the name of Jesus. I pray over this church. I pray that we will be mighty soul winners in KW for the kingdom of God. I pray that we'll be the light in the darkness. I pray that we'll be the spiritual hospital in KW for people. That people that are come broken will be bound, mended back together by your love. And Lord, we just thank you today for all these things. We speak the favor on everybody here. Lord, we know you're the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. We know that you're in control of all things. We know that you have the keys of the kingdom. And we humbly submit to you in Jesus' name. Amen. Well, have a blessed week. If you want prayer, come to the front. We'll pray over you, anoint you with oil. Take the keys to the kingdom. Take them out into the area that you live in. In Jesus' name, amen. God bless.